Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show. Entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting and hungry from Southern California.
Are you hungry?
I am hungry.
Today's Jill and I talk about funding acquisitions. All week is acquisition week.
Yay!
It all starts with solving.
I just love acquisitions. I love it.
Well, you know, funding acquisitions all starts with why banks suck.
Oh.
Before we get into it, let's take a question from one of our members on the Land Investors online community. It's free.
I see it as a great fun thing, and you see it as banks suck. How funny. This is why we balance each other out.
There's nothing better than acquisitions.
Thank you.
Land acquisitions are great. You know, house acquisitions are fantastic. Functioning, income-producing real estate's awesome.
Well, I think
buying acquiring companies is fantastic.
See, I think of an acquisition like a wedding. It's all exciting and fun, and it's a big party.
Yeah, me
and
too.
You plan for it, and it's great. And we'll just leave it at that.
I mean, I don't like. Never mind. To a second.
Neil asks. At present, I'm working on a planned infill lot campaign where the average days on market are less than 20 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Sadly, the number of infill lots are few and far between in such areas. No kidding. The ones most abundant tend to be on the outskirts of the target area where new development is underway and the lots are already owned by developer/builder. I had planned to mail such companies with a different offer letter that would still make an offer, just in case, but also hopefully open the door to an eventual relationship with them as a buyer.
That's a great idea.
That said, I thought I'd solicit our humble little community for feedback and advice. So please share your thoughts. Do you or would you bother mailing development companies when they pop into your data? Do you bother spending the time to research contacts, etc.? Take care, everyone. Great, great, great question. Love it.
Yeah, there's lots of questions in there. And the answer is, I think, yes to every single one of them. I don't, when I know that there's a developer in a really, really healthy community like that, where there's some older parts of the community and then there's newer ones, I don't send lots to every single APN, letters to every single APN. I will write a different letter to the guy, the developer. You know, it's XYZ company usually.
Right.
Or what we've done really recently is I'll do the research, or I'll have one of our people find out who owns the LLC and how to contact them. And if they have a website, if you're lucky, just work around it like that and call a person and just make them aware of the fact that you're sending letters out, your offers out, and you're going to get a bunch of properties. And if he's interested,
you obviously own 20.
Yeah.
You might want 25.
Yeah. And they all say yes.
Yeah. And here's how this is my target pricing and how it works.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, hell yes.
So don't not do that. Definitely do it, because developers run out of money and all kinds of stuff happens. They love to liquidate stuff. You know, hopefully it's not finance. It's all cross collateralized with financing, so they can sell one off properties, and it's just, this gets complicated what you're doing, but you will win.
Right.
Sending offers to infill lots is a fantastic way to make tons of money with very little effort.
This is great.
If there's not enough properties I run into this all the time. If there's not enough properties in an urban area, let's say a zip code or a set of zip codes, then in that mailer, not specifically to that pricing for that mailer, but in that mailer or one just to follow it right up, send a bunch out. Expand your area. So I'm going to use Arizona as an example. If you're in Chandler, let's say Chandler's a development that's due south of Phoenix itself, and it's much newer. So in super newer communities, you don't typically see that many infill lots. You see them, though. But because they're master plan communities, you might come up with 400, 500, 600 properties in all of Chandler, and Chandler's huge. Then lop in South Phoenix or West Mesa. And so you get 1,500 to 2,000 unit mailer going, you're going to do it.
Yep.
What you don't want to do is, and I say this because we don't do it ever, but I constantly get reports back from people in our group that succeed at sending a very well-placed 300 unit mailer.
Right. What I thought you were going with this, and which I love, is I get excited when there's not a lot of available property.
Yeah.
That's often a good thing. People who want in that area, and it's almost all built out. I mean, that's, for me, that's beautiful.
Yep.
I think that's a good thing. Versus, do you really want a subdivision where it's 10% built out and it's moving slowly? We don't want that.
No, and please bear in mind when you look at this stuff, it's really easy to forget this. I even forget it sometimes. The people who are going to sell you their property, they're selling it for family, personal reasons. They're not selling it because it's for sale and they're going through a process and they want to maximize their money. So don't let any of this scare you. Just send the mail out. And you're going to find somebody who's retired, they're in a different state, or they inherited the property, and you're going to buy it for 20% of what it's worth. And it's not because of the real estate. It's because of the situation that the seller's in.
Exactly.
That's a good question.
Thank you.
Did you know that that member? I don't recognize that name. Doesn't matter.
Thank you.
This is what Hungry Joe is like.
This is Hungry Joe.
Today's topic? You'll go ahead.
No, my eyes are glossing over.
Today's topic?
I'm seeing visions of steak fajitas.
Oh, now I'm hungry.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Today's topic is funding acquisitions. As usual, this is the meat of the show. I have a lot to say about this. Shall I?
I'm sure. Stephen, I would love one day for you to go, you know, I really don't have much to say about this. What topics do you? I'm not giving you a hard time.
No, it's okay.
You are very well read. Number one. So there's very few topics. Actually, I thought of one that you don't know much about. Golf.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think that's my only one.
I don't even think about sports. I know nothing.
Professional
about
sports. Professional football.
Nothing. Well, I can't name one player in the NFL.
Okay.
Can you?
I can't.
You can?
I used to play this game with my friend. This is kind of silly, but he would name a city, like Miami, and I'd have to name off all the teams, you know, like the Heat and Dolphins. I had to name off what was the NFL, the NHL, the baseball. It was a fun game.
Wow.
I used to be really good at that.
Here's a funny Jill story before we get into this.
Okay.
I've never met a woman like this in my life. She goes and gets her hair done and colored and the whole thing.
Did.
You know, the whole
yesterday.
Deal.
Yesterday.
Which is a big deal for most women.
Yes.
But she does it on a motorcycle and just throws a helmet back on and comes back to the office.
I did. Did you just get your hair done?
Like, yeah. That's amazing.
And did you put a helmet on and get back on your Vespa? I said, yeah, I did.
You're like every man's dream. Trust me.
Thank you very much.
What's the thought behind that? You just don't care?
No. I wanted to ride my Vespa. Well, yeah, it is what it is.
That's great.
It's all right.
I can't tell you how great that is.
Thank you.
Do you know it's great? Or are you just like, eh, whatever?
You know, I didn't think about it until you told me that was great. I didn't know it was unusual until you said, that's not normal. And I'm like, oh, I guess it probably isn't. So.
That's what I tell the boys all the time, you know. Try to find a tomboy like your mother.
Thanks. Back to the show. Today's topic.
Funding starts. Okay. All starts. All acquisition funding for real estate starts with banks, with like Bank of America, big commercial banks, and it works its way down from there. So let's start with the types of property types that are financeable by commercial banks. Houses, they love them. Real estate developments that are finished, they love them. That are income producing, where there's at least 6 months to 2 years of traceable, trackable, auditable financial performance. Those are slam dunks. They're asset-based lending for banks, then they love to put money into that stuff, and the rates are real competitive, and they're easy to get. They're very easy to get, and then it goes down worse from there. It gets to be a mess after that. When you start to throw in risk, so in their eyes, there's nothing more risky than a piece of land. Nobody knows what's going to happen with it. They don't know what we know.
Right.
You know, if you walk into a lending department, into a bank, all the youngest, craziest employees that can't really function anywhere else are in the lending department. I don't know why this is. It just is. I swear. And then they taste a little bit of power. They have a little drunk with power after like 2 weeks in that job.
That's hilarious. Wow.
There are people all over listening to this who are in real estate that are
in
laughing.
In lending department.
Butts off.
Yeah.
Because it's true.
Okay. Yeah, because they can say, no, I'm not going to give you the money. Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, in this day and age, you just click a bunch of stuff on a computer screen and say yes or no. I think that's what goes on.
Think of another profession that I'm not going to name right now that gets a little bit of power and it makes me a little upset.
Real estate agents?
No.
You're killing us. What is it?
Law enforcement.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Don't get me started. Anyway. So, congratulations. If you have a two-year income-producing 27-unit apartment building in a AAA census tract area, nobody has that. So, but if you do, congratulations, and chances are you don't need any money. It's totally ironic. Land is, they won't, rural vacant land is unfinanceable by institutions. Construction financing, for whatever reason, is it gets easier and easier to get.
That's true.
But it's also secured by assets that there's a whole risk formula. My whole point is this. The fact that commercial banks are such a pain to deal with and they're so limited creates this massive market of private money equity. And that's called all kinds of stuff. Private money lenders, asset-backed financing is my favorite. That's a new one.
Right.
Or hard money. They're all kind of the same thing. They're all a version of this, and I'll bring it down to the simplest form. A bunch of rich people get together, or they're separate. They're bored. They want to make money. They're usually not retirement age, so they do want to do stuff still. But they're lazy. They don't want to learn how to send out mailers. They don't want to build a staff. They just want to sit.
They've already done something.
Yeah. So they love people like us.
Yep.
Who can kick butt, understand data, calculate a risk. We don't want risk either.
Right.
And the whole key is to match us with them.
Exactly.
That's how you fund acquisitions. There's a couple websites out there that are worth looking at. One is called Connected Investors. I have not personally had luck there, but I get a lot of inquiries.
And we have no affiliation with any of these, by the way. It's just
private,
stuff Steven knows.
The Private Lenders National Association of Private Lenders is relatively new and it's getting huge traction. Jill and I are going to actually go to the convention this month to meet some of these people. And there's groups like ours. The best place, I saved the best for last, is actually on like landinvestors.com. Again, that is our website. We do have an affiliation there.
Yeah.
Or people in our group, people who have joined our group, done a couple of deals themselves, realize what's involved, and just want to make, 10, 20, 30% on the deal with other already performing members. Our group is packed with people like that. So this is acquisition week. And yesterday we talked about dream as big as you can.
Right.
That's what you want to do.
Exactly.
And then another great place, maybe the best place, and this has gone on since the beginning of time, to get money to do deals is from a buyer, where somebody's got a 27-unit apartment building already across town, and they've got it to the point where they want it, and they want to buy another one.
Yeah.
So I hear constantly people complaining about, I have too many, this is a huge gripe in our group, I have too many acquisitions and not enough money.
Exactly. And that's the best possible scenario.
And here's my final point. If you spend as much time and energy and effort finding a good financial partner as you do on doing mailers and learning how to excel and how to do a mail merge and actually do the real estate part of this, you're going to do great. For whatever reason, and it's probably because we don't talk about it enough, people don't spend enough time. Our members don't spend enough time building relationships with the money people in our group or other money people outside of our group.
Imagine
what you should be shooting for is, I already know how to buy real estate. I already know how to buy it cheap. I could dream it up. I could probably buy half a Wyoming or whatever version of that is for you, but I don't know where to get the money. Drop what you're doing and figure that out. What if you could buy everything that you got a letter back on that passed your acquisition criteria and sell it? How much money would you make?
Could you imagine?
Millions and millions of dollars every month.
Exactly. We'd own half of Wyoming.
It all starts with what commercial banks and how awful they are. And it ends with Joe, the rich guy that you met online who absolutely loves your attitude and loves the deal track record that you have and wants to buy property.
Exactly.
All kinds of stuff in between.
Can't wire the money fast enough because he knows what you're going to do.
That's it.
He knows what you're going to do.
Oh, thanks. Another deal. Jill and I have a handful of people like that.
Yeah.
In fact, the only reason that we don't do more deals is because of the show and because of the other stuff we do. Because of Land Academy.
Exactly.
How much time it takes.
Exactly.
But we do our share. Trust me.
Yeah, we're doing just great.
I try to cover for the fact that you're hungry.
Well, you know, this was kind of your show.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 15 minutes listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we talk about planning your last acquisition.
And we answer your questions posted on our free online community. It is landinvestors.com.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Yeah. So thank you. This was kind of your thing. I was just okay. I didn't mean to, like, I'm not just here thinking about a menu of a restaurant. I apologize. I really was intently listening, and I would have jumped in and shared anything, but I didn't really have.
Funding's my thing.
It kind of is your thing. Spending's my thing. Funding's your thing.
No, really, actually, all truth is you are very good with money.
Thank you. I know. Thank you very much. I appreciate you saying that.
No, but tomorrow we're going to talk about, you know, planning for that last acquisition, which no one ever thinks about. Like, when does it all end? You know, planning your exit strategy.
Does it all end?
That's hard for people.
I'd like to talk about that.
You know, you want to end it. You don't want it to end you. That's what tomorrow is.
Oh. Ain't that the truth? Yeah. Share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you are listening and watching. And while you're at it, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.